This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
But, let's crank up a little game right now. We call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, our contestant for Beat the Hammer today will be playing for a Philadelphia Eagles hat. Apropos, of course, not too long after they won the Super Bowl. Now, the problem for our contestant, Jaden, is he is extraordinarily unlikely to win. I mean, I got 277 wins.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, I mean, what are the chances? Jaden, what are the chances you win? Like, I'm me and you are you. So how do you think you're going to win Beat the Hammer against the Hammer? Doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to win because I'm me and I'm better than you.
Love it. Jaden, real fire coming in a while.
That was almost like the rubber and glue thing. What was that line back in the day?
I am rubber, you are glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Yeah.
I think I might have blind faith in Jaden to do this.
Jaden, what's your best topic? Well, I mean, because my best topic is every topic, but what's your best topic?
Eagles. Anything okay. Eagles.
It's okay. A good topic to watch.
You might have a shot for that this week.
Sounds confident.
All right, Jaden, I'm going to step away. I'm going to step into, down the hallway. We used to call it the soundproof booth. We're in a different location at Borgata. But I go out way out of earshot range. So I wish you good luck. I expect a victory, but we'll see what you got. Good luck, Jaden.
All right.
Yeah, good answer, Jaden. Scram! Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, so I'm doing the timer.
Yes, Elliot, yeah, the last time it was a fiasco. Elliot, just remember when Joe's answering questions
No
grunting.
It's absurd.
Yikes.
I get more nervous for this, like, 4 minutes when I fill in than any other part of my job.
You don't have to do anything. Like,
it's crazy.
I'm the one reading the questions. Devin, they're in the clock. You're most nervous.
So
it works out well.
He just takes it so seriously. Yeah.
So
he is intense.
He jogged over there, so he is almost.
All right. How about that?
Far enough.
It's 55 seconds to confirm.
Correct. 55 seconds. Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Jaden, are you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
I am ready.
My man. All right. Category for the week. You're in luck. It is Eagles related. We are doing a category based on Eagles free agency this year. So any player who is involved in free agency, in a trade, in a re-signing is on the table. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
I am ready.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go. Question number one. Kenny Gainwell is one of four players who have scored a touchdown for the Eagles in each of the last four seasons. Name two of the other three.
Jalen Hurts, Saquon, I don't know.
Prior to Zach Bond, who was the last Eagles linebacker to be selected to an all-pro team?
Ooh, pass.
Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry are two of seven active players who have led the league in rushing for a season. Name one of the other five.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Sweat is one of seven players with 2.5 or more sacks in a Super Bowl. Name one of the other six.
Pass.
Prior to the CJGJ trade, the last time the Eagles and Texans made a trade involving a player was in 2012 when the Eagles acquired this former All-Pro linebacker. Name him.
Pass.
Prior to Zach Bond, who was the last Eagles linebacker to be selected to an All-Pro team?
Time.
All right, we got one. We got one. I don't think it'll hold up if I had to guess. We will find out.
He's jogging back right now.
I don't know if I'd call it jog. It's more of like a...
Look at him go. He's got the hands up.
A mom walk.
Yeah. It is definitely an airport jog vibe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wants
yeah,
to
yeah,
get
yeah.
to the gate, but doesn't want to go all out.
Appropriate with the Big Panther music.
I heard the airport jog line. Yeah. I will say, it was not exactly O.J. Simpson in the Hertz commercial.
Mm. I remember. I think the two people you're talking to don't, though.
So I only remember it because of a documentary. I don't remember.
They were classics.
They were classics.
O.J. would, like, jump over chairs and run around people and then pull out a glove and get down to the business.
Jeez Louise. Are you serious? What are we saying? How do we keep going?
By the way, I gotta say, speaking of getting down to the business, the Hammer has to get down to the business right now. So let me just say this. I really did appreciate what was said to me at the Birds Town Hall by many people about Beat the Hammer. They loved the segment. You know, words like exceptional. We're put in the same sentence as the Hammer.
They were talking about the questions, how great they are. Is that what it was?
They were saying, Hammer, I don't know how you do it.
Historic.
And I appreciate that. But the Hammer's got to say, he doesn't think the people went far enough with the compliments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just saying, the Hammer, like, all right, let's do it.
Wow!
Let's do
what we can. Wow! Yeah!
All right.
Wow! Shut his hole.
Is that better for you?
That is better, man. That's good. This Jaden guy, how did Jaden do?
You ready to roll here?
Ben, always.
Good. Well, it is an Eagles category. He was hoping for an Eagles category.
Okay.
Category for the week is free agency, trades, anything to do with a player who's been involved with the free agency period this year, whether it was a trade, whether it was a signing. Questions are about them. Are you ready to roll?
Hold on. Just one question. I'm sorry. Sometimes I joke. You're saying it involves players that were free agents
All
this
questions
year?
Are related to players who were either traded by the Eagles, re-signed by the Eagles, or
this
left
year.
The Eagles this year.
Fair enough.
Ray
so
roll?
Dallas Goedert could not be involved because there's been no movement.
Correct.
Okay.
Ray
okay,
roll?
Fine.
All right, here we
I
go.
I have no idea what college Milton Williams went to, so I hope you don't ask. Go ahead.
I don't know if I know either, so we won't
I have
there.
No clue. Ellie, right, where did Milton Williams go?
It was a small school. It was like Central something something.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Anyway, let's roll. Here we go. Question number one. Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go. Kenny Gainwell is one of four players who have scored a touchdown for the Eagles in each of the last four seasons. Name two of the other three.
A touchdown in each of the last four seasons?
Correct.
Name two of the other three. So Jalen Hurts would be one, and Dallas Goedert would be the other.
Prior to Zach Bond, who was the last Eagles linebacker to be selected to an All-Pro team?
I will say the answer to that is... I don't know if they count Reddick. I'm going to say Jeremiah Trotter.
Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry are two of seven active players who have led the league in rushing for a season. Name one of the other five.
That have led the NFL in rushing?
NFL in rushing,
league. I'll say McCaffrey.
Josh Sweat is one of seven players with 2.5 or more sacks in a Super Bowl. Name one of the other six.
Reggie.
Prior to the CJGJ trade, the last time the Eagles and Texans made a trade involving a player was 2012 when the Eagles acquired this former All-Pro linebacker. Name him.
Ryans.
Bang! Why do they bother?
I mean, I'm assuming Jaden didn't go 5-for-5, right?
5-1, 5-1.
I mean, Hammer on steroids! Hammer! I really don't know what to say. Like I told you, the Hammer felt shortchanged with the compliments the other day. I mean, Ellie, you got to admit, they weren't the easiest questions.
No, you smoked that, man. And you did it quickly. How long did it even take him?
He actually ended right as the clock
That
got
was really good.
That's how you do! Actually, yeah. Hold on. I take it back. That's not how you do. That's how the Hammer does! 278!
The people here are definitely like, what in the world is going on?
Jaden, what do you have? Listen, Jaden, they weren't the easiest questions. So 1 out of 5, like, not great, but it ain't that bad. But, I mean, Jaden, you're not the Hammer. And I told you that on the way in.
Mm.
Jaden, we feel you, buddy.
It's more difficult when the lights are on you.
It really is. I always say it. Yeah, we say
unless what, Jaden? Unless what?
You've played the game 400 times. Unless 300 times.
Jaden?
Unless you have 277 something wins. That you
similar answer, but I'm going to say this. Unless you're the Hammer. I need to hear you say, unless you're the Hammer. If you say those words, you'll get the Eagles hat. If you don't, you won't. Say the words, unless you're the Hammer.
Unless you're the Hammer.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. You're really into this. You're really into this. Say it. Do it. Do it. If you want a prize, say it.
Oh,
it's like your
man.
New thing.
Jaden, you have won. Courtesy of losing manhood, you have won an Eagles hat, sir. I'm going to put you on. Hey, Jaden, all jokes aside, thanks for playing Pete the Hammer, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, pal.
Thank you.
I'm going to put him on hold. Happy on the way.
Can you even enjoy the hat at this point?
Yeah. The manhood line might have thrown it over the top.
Every time he puts the hat on, he'll have to remember.
The last time I used that
such
line.
A good point. Which
is, yeah, what he did to have to get it. Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
I used that line a couple weeks ago, and Amy from Villanova told me that was too far. So
yeah.
I might get a scolding later today. Jaden, you have won a Philadelphia Eagles hat. I have won Beat the Hammer for the 278th time. And with that, Fixture 278, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So did Reddick not get first team at linebacker?
He wasn't considered a linebacker.
Not considered,
at least according to the Eagles and Pro Football Reference.
Which is crazy because he is considered a linebacker, technically.
Yeah. But according to the
I didn't remember him getting that designation, which is why I went
to try. He got it as a defensive end, was what he was operating.
No, I didn't remember him getting it at all, but obviously he
I don't know if he got it at all, to be honest, but he's definitely not a linebacker for the Eagles who made an all-pro team.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. 215-592-9494. Let's play some audio here because the Dallas Cowboys have a mess going on. Well, in a lot of different ways.
Always
but it got
a
even,
clown show, Joe.
Right, Ray. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. So DeMarcus Lawrence followed in the footsteps of DeMarcus Ware, being a really good Cowboy, being a part of a couple good teams, but a bunch of teams that in the end just don't get it done. And DeMarcus Lawrence, if you missed it this week, left to go play for the Seattle Seahawks.
I did miss that, by the way.
I did too, James.
I did miss it. Until this audio came out, I had no idea.
Did all the Eagles moves distract you?
Yeah. There's a lot distracting me. So DeMarcus Lawrence was introduced in Seattle yesterday and did some interviews on the side. And I want to play a piece of audio of DeMarcus Lawrence talking about the Cowboys. And then we'll get to what Micah Parsons put out there. Let's listen to DeMarcus Lawrence yesterday.
You know, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there. But, you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So, yeah.
How great.
We're here.
James, how great.
DeMarcus Lawrence, welcome to the Seahawks. Thanks for joining us.
Honestly, it might be my favorite audio we've played all year on this show. Like, it is
really
so great.
In terms of, obviously, it's not winning the Super Bowl, but for Eagles fans, in terms of a quote, it doesn't get much better.
Yeah. It really doesn't.
You really couldn't script a better quote.
It's phenomenal. And so then there's a back and forth, because after that is disseminated yesterday all over social media, so Micah Parsons, who's probably their best player, I mean, either him or CeeDee Lamb, probably Parsons. So Parsons put the following up on social media. He said, this what rejection and envy look like. This some clown bleep. And the bleep is a word that begins with S and is four letters. So Parsons fires back at him, not happy. So then DeMarcus Lawrence fires back saying, calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left.
Wow.
That is a burn right there.
Also, like, I'm just curious, like, what team does DeMarcus Lawrence think he was on?
I think Micah Parsons might have spontaneously combusted in fire because he got burned so bad there.
Right?
DeMarcus Lawrence, like, you were on the teams that have not won over the past few years. Like, it's great theater and everything.
But I think he's taking shots at the organization.
He was pretty good, man.
I think he's taking shots at the organization. They don't do enough to help us.
Like, I put him in the Ryan Kerrigan category. So, like, some guys do their job for their team. But if Ryan Kerrigan's on Washington and they never have a quarterback and they have a bad owner, nothing you can do.
No, it is hysterical. Nothing you can do. For sure. It's hysterical. It's just funny that he acts like he was, you know, like on some other team the past
He was a bystander, Elliot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was like their third highest paid player.
So anyway, we just wanted to, you know, give you a little extra pep on your step on a Friday morning here with some some good old Cowboys farcical nonsense.